Hello, it is the 5th of June, 2019. Today we have the Knight of Swords and the Queen of Rods or Wands or Staves or Sticks and Strength. Whatever doesn't kill me makes me stronger. I tried leaving one of those dog sitting music channels on and all four of them sat up and said, "What the fuck is this crap? We want Hippie Sabotage," because that's pretty much what's streaming all the live long day around here. On the epic Mirror, the otherworldly Benjamin Clementine sings the lines, "The more you hate me, the more you hate me, the more you help me. The more you love me, the more you love me. The more you love me, the more you hurt me." In the past is the rather, brash and intimidating Knight of Swords, Aries, Gemini, Mars, Air. I call him the Collateral Damage Knight. His sword of truth is bloody. Morgan Greer, as in, the truth hurts. He is a knight, yes, his intentions are noble. However, he is not known for a delicate and sensitive demeanor. Let's say. His sword is sharp, but his or her words are blunt. Ouch. The knight on the card is pleased with his work. He got the job done, but did you have to burn the whole place down to kill one cockroach? That sort of thing. Swords are words, sticks and stones and all that. Words are just sounds made in the air, right? Sure. This is either you or someone you know, but although today in the past position, this knight is facing forward, charging ahead, before the blood on the sword has even dried. In the center is the Queen of Wands, or Fire, Leo, Sun, who, if he or she were making an acceptance speech, would be as usual, witty, warm, and wearing a 1,000-watt smile. On the card, she carries a sunflower. This is a woman or man who lights up the room, but on the Morgan Greer card, her laser beam eyes betray her. Queens don't mess, particularly this one. She's had a harder time of it, perhaps a harder upbringing than the other queens. Dressed in sunny yellow, posing with her staff and sunflower, it's easy to not notice she is not smiling. Her lips are sealed. In the future position is number 8 or 11 of the major arcana, depending on the deck, and because it seems if a human has any opportunity to rewrite history in any documented shape or form, they will. Strength, or courage, Leo, Neptune, Mars. Despite the presence of the potentially injurious lion being tamed by a beautiful woman in the spotless white gown, this is a quiet card. Shh. There, you beast. The card of the past is dark and the sky a denim blue dark wash, but the present and future are sunny, warm, strong energies. The queen is queen, period. Knights are young, immature beings, and in the past, either someone's words cut you or you made it your mission or quest to do the painful truth-telling. The Knight of Swords has no filter whatsoever. The knight has fought many battles and has torched many castles, but the feminine energy is definitely taking over here. "Oh, Donald, do be quiet, dear,"